RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The final Sunday night of 2025 brings us to the Bay Area and 45 miles south of San Francisco, Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, 6 weeks from hosting Super Bowl 60.
I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Purdy to the air right away. They jumped around and picked off. The Bears have it. T.J. Edwards inside the 10 to the end zone. Touchdown, Chicago. First and goal for the one, Purdy. Watching to the end zone for the touchdown by Tonkis. Gonna take off inside the five. Put into the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco. He gets downfield to the end zone for Bird, and he's got it. Touchdown, Chicago. From McCaffrey to the edge to the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco. Caleb looking to launch. Does to the end zone. Touchdown, Houston Loveland. So it was a free play. Williams taking advantage of it. Purdy keeping. And he scores again. Brock Purdy's enjoying his night, even with a pick six early on. His second rushing touchdown. Third and goal. DeAndre Swift to the edge. Cuts it inside for the touchdown. Purdy pulling back, stepping forward, throwing on the touchdown. What a play, Purdy.
And whoop-de-doo, right?
As Swift gets up to full speed and scores a touchdown. For the first time in a regular season game, we've been tied at 7, 14, 21, 28, and 35. Never happened in the regular season, once in the postseason.
How about that?
Purdy with a clean pocket. It's complete. It's Juwan Jennings to the pylon. Touchdown! The Niners take the lead.
All I can do right now is put on a brave face and go out there and be their leader.
4 seconds left, second and goal. Here is Williams. He's got to throw into the end zone. Clock has expired. Williams keeps the play alive. He's looking. He's got to get rid of it. Retreating, he throws. Incomplete. It's over. And the Niners have won.
It's over. We are screwed.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and we have got you until 6 o'clock. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Tanny and Alex are on vacation. They did engage inside the show group chat last night while watching the game. Sean Sears is in full space command of the show. That man is mad.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Spiegel,
stay out of Sean Sears' way. That man is rolling. The open was killer. The guests are lined up. We are ready to go. Lawrence, you and I have talked about on air and off the air the joy of having a really good and interesting Bears team.
Yes.
On our lives psychologically as we do these jobs, on our listeners' lives as we go through our fall and our winter and our holiday season. And that remains, while not a moral victory to me last night, because the one seed was in your grasp and you could have got it done, it still feels damn good to have a team that can hang in a game like that.
Football with stakes, Matt Spiegel. That's what we are watching. Football with stakes. And steak dinner, boom. And when you see it play out in front of you and then you think about what your football life was just 1 year ago, the contrast is so stark.
It really is. And this is what I kept thinking last night, is that all the years that we've been doing these jobs, all the times that we've watched, let's say, Bears on a bye week. All right, I'm going to watch NFL football.
And I'm coming to. That looks way different from what I watch every week.
I'm going to come in tomorrow, and the topic is, here's what I saw that the Bears don't have. And so often it was offenses that can score like that. The most recent time, maybe the opening Sunday night, Ravens and Bills, that game ends up 41-40. And I remember you and I working the next day and being like, you know, that's the dream. There it is right there, that maybe one day we can have an offense like that.
Two MVP quarterbacks going back and forth with each other, blow for blow, like punch for punch inside of that game.
You're thinking that every time we get the ball, we need to get a touchdown. And look at that.
Take dinner. Boom.
That's right.
And we can. And watching this last night was like, oh my God. First time ever, the future is here in terms of the Bears and us as Bears fans knowing that we can be in absolutely any game. We can go blow for blow with the very best offenses and the very best offensive play callers in the NFL. 936 yards in that game. Almost 1,000 yards, 58 first downs, pressure on every single drive. I felt it watching the game. It was nerve-wracking at times. Like, they got to go down and get it again. They got to go down and get it again. You know who didn't seem to feel it? Our guy.
And their guy.
I mean, but our guy's not perfect. He's a work in progress. But damn, if that dude, he does not feel the pressure. He just shows up and balls. Respect. And it's so nice to have a team and a quarterback and a coach where you can hang in games like that that you never thought you were going to be able to hang in.
Do you remember that crazy game between, I think it was a Monday night. I don't think it was a Thursday night. Well, maybe it was Thursday because it was Color Rush. It was Rams versus Chiefs. And it was like 54 to 50 or something stupid like that. And I remember listening to the Levitard show the next day. Shout out to the Levitard show. And they just started the show by going, football. And that's kind of what last night was like.
Yes.
Where you're just sitting there going, oh, we're watching two guys that know how to do offense.
Oh, man. You know, when we talk to our guy, Kurt Warner, at 3 o'clock, I every time that this kind of game comes up, I think of him versus Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs.
Yes,
51-45 in the 2010 NFC wildcard game, Rodgers and Warner, Cardinals and Packers, and like it was that kind of game last night. And you're like, oh my God, we're going toe to toe, and I think could have won it, and perhaps even should have won it at the end.
It was beautiful to watch and watch some of the things that we've seen Caleb Williams get better at. You know, like the idea of there are things where he can get better, and you're kind of marking them off, and you're trying to be fair because progress is not always linear. And you're going, okay, well, if he could just get this part and then add that.
What'd you see? Give me one.
he was really good against the blitz last night.
He attacked the blitz. He threw to where the blitz came from. That's like the thing you've been waiting on. That's an extra level. Like, oh, if you blitz him, you're giving him an opportunity to throw that there. And Collinsworth gave him some love for it right then when it was happening.
Play action again. It's worked well. On the run. Got Loveland again to the 19-yard line. Oh, 33 yards, and Williams dealing on this drive.
Oh, they caught him. They thought it was going to be a run. The safety was dropping down. They end up going with the wheel route out and around here. They anticipated the fact that the 49ers were going to bring that safety down, created a wide-open throwing lane. That's the kind of play calling we're talking about. Right there, Ben Johnson anticipating what he was going to get and took advantage.
I mean, how about the deep touch to on the touchdown to Burden when he stood in the pocket and ended up taking a hit? He waited long enough for the route to truly develop and put touch on the ball into the end zone.
The touchdown to Loveland is my favorite throw. Like, you knew you had a favorite throw last week. This is my favorite throw by Caleb Williams all year. And it's not the throw. The throw was excellent. It's the things that we were talking about with Caleb last year and him getting Ben Johnson as a head coach and going, is he going to be able to use cadence as a weapon? Like the guy that he idolizes. And that was some Aaron Rodgers-ish.
And he was patient.
That happened on that play.
On that play, he's patient. He's like, oh, okay, it's a freebie. Well, I'm not taking anything down below.
Yeah, let me
just move around a little bit.
Let me see if anything opens up.
And there it is.
And then those guys open it up and then he makes the right throw. So it's a couple of things. It's using the cadence, like that now being a part of his arsenal.
Yep.
It's understanding, I got him, and now I have a free play. And then having the physical tools to make that throw. You put all three of those things together, and it's pretty damn spectacular.
Give you a couple more. Third and 14 in the third quarter, a great touch throw to Jade, to Jade on the right side on a third and 14 where he puts air underneath it and just gives him time to go get it and completes that.
And then the crazy throw where he rolls left, and you're like, who was he throwing to on the sidelines? You're like, oh. It's that, like, he gives us one of those a week.
You're talking about the bullet to Loveland?
Yes.
Yeah, a bullet deep pass to Loveland. Because, yeah, when we talked to Kurt last week, and Kurt says, when you do that, you either get it or you don't. Well, he hit that, but the one to Jade could put a little more arc on it. So you got those kind of throws. Multiple good balls on the move left, like you're talking about. In between game, not getting all the way to the sideline and then throwing a catch or incompletion, you know, with some safety along the sideline. Dude has progressed massively, and that's incredibly impressive.
So why don't we hear from Caleb on this? This is what Caleb had to say about some of the good stuff that he was able to do and how he's improving.
It's frustrating, obviously. You don't want to lose a game ever. And then also just been in that position and having a shot at the end is all you can ask for in those moments. But we got to do a better job overall, just execution. We made too many mistakes as a team, whether it's penalties, whether it's alignments, whether it's assignments, you know, things like that. We'll go back. We'll figure it out. You know, we'll be truth tellers to ourselves because we got a great shot at the end of the season to put ourselves in, you know, in a good spot, but also, to get back on a roll and get back on a run here through the playoffs. And that's what you're focused on. You want to go back and figure out why what happened today is what happened. And like I said, be truth tellers to us as a team, and that'll better us for what's up to come.
Who does he sound like in there, Speaks?
Ben?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. That's been happening all year. And just like you were talking about, like, Shanahan and Purdy have a thing. Ben and Caleb have a thing. And Caleb knows it and says, at one point last night, he said, when talking about the hook and ladder, like, that's our coach. He goes for it. That's the way he likes to play. It's the way I like to play. Like, he's just completely and utterly bought in, and we're seeing progress.
How about a week where you have two games do that back to back? Because it happened in the Buffalo game late too, and it's like, wow, look at that! Like, that play is more open than it should be. And honestly, if you have high level of execution,
yeah,
it should be part of your arsenal. And I don't even mean it for we're trying to catch up. Like, it should be a part of your arsenal, because when you look at so many zone defenses and how many guys end up sitting in an open part of the zone, you could have some fun with that if you got the right. Like, you know what scares me? What scares me is that it happens next week against the Bears, because can you imagine a nice little hook and lateral play where Jahmyr Gibbs ends up with the ball at the end of it?
Well, you know what's funny is that the Lions ran a hook and ladder against the Niners last year in December.
Yep.
And their defense was in full knowledge that that was possibly coming last night. I had it up in the on the computer to show you in pregame, to show you and Sean, but I forgot to run it. Jameson Williams got the pitch on the hook and ladder, and in that one, they were in man, so the corner came with the receiver who caught it. And then when Jameson got the pitch, it was wide open for him to go around the edge. This one, they were in zone, and that dude stayed out there. Was it Diamandour Lenoir?
Yeah.
Stayed out there, and so DeAndre Swift had to cut it back inside. But Curtis, the Niners corner, said, all due respect to Ben Johnson, they were kind of waiting all game, knowing that that was a possibility.
To see when that play would pop.
Yep, yep, yep.
We've got a lot of stuff that we've got to get done on today's show. We are going to talk with Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock, so don't go anywhere. In the next segment, Speeds and I have talked a lot about the subject of hard coaching and what training camp was like for Caleb. And some of that is knowledge that we've acquired, and some of that is just hearing what those guys say. Chris Collinsworth offered a vision into what training camp was really like for Caleb Williams, and you need to hear this. It's next on The Score.
Take dinner. Boom.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 The Score growing up, for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, you'd always have it on.
Afternoons on The Score.
4 seconds left. Second and goal. Here is Williams. He's got to throw it to the end zone. Clock has expired. Williams keeps the play alive. He's looking. He's got to get rid of it. Retreating, he throws, incomplete, it's over, and the Niners have won.
Just got to give my guys a shot in that situation. I think I haven't obviously gone back and watched yet, but I think I ended up dirting the ball, didn't get my legs into it. Just put the ball in the end zone in that moment, and if it's a pick or incomplete at that point, then, but if I can't dirt the ball.
Man, respect to Caleb Williams for, even after a 300-yard game with no sacks and no turnovers and showing out like that in prime time, he knows that he had a shot to do more. And he could have done more, and he's okay with the truth of what that means. That is a young man growing as an honest competitor.
Watching it live, I thought what I saw was the rule that Dave Wannstedt and every coach tells you about end zone throws. I thought it was low to the front of the end zone, high to the back of the end zone, and then hearing him say, you know what, I just didn't get enough on it, because there was an opportunity where he threw it for the ball to be caught.
Yes, it was Jahdae Walker was coming back, and he was trying to get back to the front of the end zone, didn't quite get there. But if Caleb puts enough on that, he actually has a shot to complete that thing.
Yeah.
Bethune,
that dude hits.
Yeah, he does. He said that Caleb was running around looking for the soft spot in the zone, but they were in man. And obviously the way the whole play went down, where Ben got it in late, and Caleb didn't have time to use motion to get everybody in the right play, but they had run a lot of zone, and on that play they ended up in man as Caleb was running around trying to make something out of nothing, to use his words.
Later on in the show, we'll talk a little bit more about Chris Collinsworth and his thoughts on Caleb Williams. And I know that there are some people who are like, oh, they just kind of reflexively hate Chris Collinsworth. And I get that. But there was some real insightful stuff that happened on the broadcast last night. For example, you know how we've been talking about they made training camp really hard on Caleb Williams, that they threw a ton of stuff at him that they could figure out what they were working with?
Yeah, it's a whole year's been fascinating to watch, but that part was fascinating because they threw everything at him, and then they streamlined it when the regular season came around.
Here's a specific example. Pay attention to what Collinsworth had to say about it.
I really feel like that when they started that drive and hit that first run, Then they came back, play action off of it. Then they go hard count. It's like all the culmination of what they have been working on. And, you know, it's a piece of clay, right? That whole thing that Ben Johnson talks about that we're trying to mold and we're trying to build. But it's the little things. It's the confidence that Caleb Williams has built with these come-from-behind victories. And when victories start to stack on top of each other, young quarterbacks become young superstars.
Glad you brought up that phrase, piece of clay, because when we were asking Ben Johnson last night about Caleb Williams, that was like, okay, that's it. It makes sense. Because even though it's year two, in some ways, Chris, this was like year one for Caleb. And there was a break him down to build him up process that happened here. And you're seeing the fruits of that labor right now.
Well, they would have moments in training camp in which Ben Johnson would do a surprise hurry-up drill. And he would say the play, which was like 25, 26 words long, into his helmet. And all of a sudden, Caleb would look at him like, can you do that again? Do it again. He goes, nope. Crosses his arms, say, nope, can't do it. And he tried to make him suffer in camp so that he didn't have to suffer when he got off.
That's amazing.
So he made Caleb go through the hell in camp of not being able to know the play and not telling him to play the second time, knowing that it would motivate him throughout the course of the year to not be in that situation in a real game.
And look, training camp is different than a game in a game week. Where training camp, you're trying to learn the entire offense. Game week, you're doing a game plan for a specific opponent. It can be easier. That's what NFL players tell me, that it can be easier to learn. But the idea of throwing you into the deep end, I said what I said. That was the play call. Go ahead, quarterback, and get in the huddle and call the play. Meanwhile, Caleb's like, that's a lot of words.
It's such a hard job, man.
It's a terrifyingly hard job.
It's a terrifyingly hard job because the truth of it, and that's an amazing anecdote. It's an amazing thing to really think about, seeing after knowing what we've known and watch what we've been watching all year long, all the way back to the offseason. But because here's the thing, and Ben puts it on himself on the last play last night, but the truth is the best quarterbacks in the NFL, when they get that call and it's that late, they figure out a way, right? Like, that's the gig. That's as hard as it is. Like, instead of needing to go up there and take all your time and then get the guy in motion so you end up with people in the right place, when you hear the play come in, maybe you know the best quarterbacks, maybe Josh Allen knows or Joe Burrow knows. Okay, well, I'm going to skip the motion part because we don't have time. I look down, I see it's 15 seconds. So just get there right now. Go get there right now. And you tell the guy to get there and you save it. You save your head coach's ass the way that you have to sometimes as the quarterback. Or you ad lib and almost make a play, which Caleb almost did. But like, that's how hard the job is. Is that sometimes you even got to save your own head coach's ass by knowing more and being able to do it in real time.
Luckily, we have a quarterback expert who can help walk us through some of this stuff. We look forward to talking with Kurt Warner every single week, and what a time to have him with that type of quarterbacked game last night on both sides. Really amazing stuff. We'll ask Kurt Warner what he thinks about it next on The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.